Charles Turner made an unnecessary adjustment to his old-school tie, looked across at his client, and frowned. "So, here you are again, Peter. It seems to be becoming something of a habit." Peter Spencer shifted in his seat and focused on the wall, rather than meet his solicitor's gaze. "I thought the bitch would have withdrawn her statement long before now." Turner raised an eyebrow. "Maybe she's had enough of being a punchbag. Have you considered that possibility?" "It wouldn't be surprising if you think about it. There's only so much most people can put up with before they snap." "I'll tell her I'm sorry, buy her some flowers, and promise I'll never do it again. That's usually enough to shut her up." "But then it happens again, despite your assurances, despite your well-intentioned words of remorse and regret. You do the exact same thing, or worse. Alcohol, violence, remorse, and repeat. That's it, isn't it? It was only a matter of time before you were here, back at my door. And here you are, Peter. Here you are." Spencer swallowed hard, not wanting to sound squeezed or desperate and lose face more than he already had. "It's not like I planned to do it. I'm not a violent man by nature. It's the drink. I've never touched her when I'm sober, not even once." "Then why drink? That's the obvious question. I'm sure she must have asked you much the same thing more times than you care to remember. You drink, you become intoxicated, you lose control, and then you hit her. It's always the same. Has been for years. So why not go teetotal and resolve matters once and for all? Just stay off the booze. That's all you've got to do. It doesn't take a genius to work it out. I'd be willing to bet she's begged you to stop drinking. Am I right?" Spencer sat in a brooding silence, swallowing his resentment and searching for a response he couldn't find. "Have you tried apologizing on bended knee? Have you thrown yourself on her mercy? Sorry I broke your nose, Tina. Sorry I punched you in the face time and time again. Sorry I've been such a total asshole. It's not my fault. I was drunk. I won't do it again." That sort of thing.